somehow occupy your mind. You fight the hurt when you're alone. Seems as though reality dropped another life at your feet. Now that you face another day, like to take it home. Your eyes see things and say, no way. Feels like there's an enemy in everyone who loves you. Ghetto people,
what are you gonna do?
Tell me.
Listening to African Perspectives, where we review the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe. It simply means, so be it. So we pour this libation to God for all that God has done and for all that God will do. Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity, everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future. We all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. Say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe, civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakana, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered from the Afa, the Infakana, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say, Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity. Because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Dingmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted, and we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and the honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashay. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family, Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. Shem Hotep means go in peace. Esante Sana means thank you.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com, and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And I am your host, Baba Oshi, Hotep family. Hope everything is well with you today. Hope you're going to have a good day, great weekend. Excuse me. It's Mother's Day weekend. So I hope you really have a chance to enjoy it, and I hope the weather will be accommodating to do so. But of course, if it is not, and things that have to get done, things that need to get done, things that must get done, will get done, because you'll do it, I say. This is African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific. Any other time around the world, but if you cannot listen to this program live, you can always go to our archives at timeforanawakening.com. Top of the page, you'll see podcast programs. Click on that. The drop down, you'll see African Perspectives. Click on that, and there will be programs that are dated and titled. Thanks to my good brother, Brother Kwaku. I know he's listening. Appreciate you. The program we have here on Time for an Awakening, this program, once again, is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. At all times, I'm going to give our Eastern times. Every Monday and Wednesday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., Our Story with Baba Wes Johnson out of New Orleans. Our Story with Baba Wes Johnson out of New Orleans. On Thursdays, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., the Black Liberation Movement with Brother Patrick Lumumba of the Geronimo Pratt Gun Club. That's on Thursdays from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. If it's Friday and it's 8 p.m., it's Time for an Awakening. That's right, Friday, 8 p.m., Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. On Sunday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., it's Pinckney to Pinckney. Activist Reverend Edward Pinckney out of Benton Harbor, Michigan's program is Sundays here on Time for an Awakening from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And then at 7 p.m. on Sunday, once again, it's Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And the number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. Brothers and sisters, it's Mother's Day weekend. Hey, you mother. Yeah. We're going to honor. I always honor women. I always honor mothers. You know, that's the foundation of a human life. It's mother. The first one's the first teacher. It's mother. Unless something has happened where the mother's not available for whatever means, for whatever situation. And then, of course, a father or another woman, an auntie, a sister, a grandparent steps in. Because we need that. Brothers and sisters, the Inyasasim of Daily Revolutionary Thought, the Inyasasim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. May 7th. Nope, I'm sorry. May 8th. May 8th. I'm going to read this just as it is written, a quote by the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. As you know, I don't use the word race. There's no such thing as race. There are cultures. So I usually, if I do see the word race, and if I can do that, if I can train my mind, when I see a word,
that I feel is not appropriate for us, and use a word that would be, I can't see why any and everybody else can, because I ain't special. Now you don't know that, but I don't see the word race to describe us, because there's cultures. But I'm going to use that word, and I don't, of course, you know, I don't use the word slave, because we were not slaves, we were captives. That's right. And so, but I'm going to say this quote, Marcus Mosiah Garvey: any race that accepts the thoughts of another race automatically become the slave race of that other race. The Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. Dr. Bobby Eugene Wright, defined menticide as a form of insanity that leaves many of us thinking out of the mind of the European, as if it were our own. It is the state of being psychologically brain dead and having one's thoughts replaced with alien ones. Menticide means to kill the mental process, to kill one's normal thought process, essentially to kill one's own mind. In that there is still a thought process at work, menticide also means that an artificial alien collection of thoughts and ways of thinking have replaced what has been altogether suppressed or removed. Bobby Wright says, of course, was specifically referring to Africans under the domination of global white supremacy, which I use the word, or these use the collections of words, as European, Caucasian, extremism, because they're not superior, but they are very extreme. European, Caucasian, extremism, racism. I still use that word because they created the idea of race. There's two people that you can directly look at as promoting, propagating the concept and idea of race: Johann Blumenbach out of Germany and Carol Linnaeus. And their stratification of groupings of human beings, giving Caucasians or Europeans the top position, with everyone else at a lower position, with us at the lowest position. That's why globally, to this day, we are the most disrespected, the most shunned, the most relegated to, you name it. You go to countries that have, because almost every country has melanated people. China, almost every country, Southeast Asian countries, Philippines and so forth, and those people, the Indus Valley, India, the caste system, relegating people to be stratified. He explained that menticide is a genocidal strategy which turns a people against themselves in service to those who are working to destroy them, because they have been thoroughly convinced that their destroyers' love and appreciation is critical to their humanity in this reality. This is a tough one to read, family. I love Baba Mwalimu Baruti, and this is outstanding, but it's tough to read. Because they have been thoroughly convinced that their destroyers' love and appreciation is critical to their humanity in this reality, as well as their salvation in the next. They seek to make alliances with their destroyers in order to be close enough to prove themselves worthy of their elusive love, and therefore be released from the pain they give. They come to see their enemy as having the preeminence of power and having been anointed with God-given superiority. These vanquished individuals see each other as enemies, while their true enemy is looked upon as their ultimate friend. Affirm, I rule my mind. Affirm, only I rule my mind. Ashe. May 9th. A warrior without a war wars on self. A warrior without a war wars on self. Franz Fanon. Warriors who do not know that they're at war, who do not know that they are the first line of defense against their people's enemy, confuse their people with the enemy. Warriors unaware that they should always be prepared for any attack are ill-prepared for battle. Warriors who feel secure are fools who die without cause. Warriors unwilling to die for any righteous cause have no right to that title. Warriors blindly embracing a life's philosophy of nonviolence against consciously violent enemies deserves destruction. Warriors who are incapable of speaking to enemies in a language that they can understand should never be allowed to speak for their people. Warriors without ma'at can only pretend respect for family. Warriors who have not fully grasped the self-defining, self-respecting, independent qualities of nation building have yet to visualize freedom. Warriors without respect for each other's senselessly commit suicide against each other. Warriors who confess information with wisdom fall for ignorance as intelligent. Warriors who believe that they can lose fail. Warriors whose deeds do not reflect their words are contradictory liabilities. Warriors still set on repeatedly using a tactic that has miserably failed should not be allowed to participate in strategic discussions. Warriors claiming to be warriors but who do not understand the root word of warrior is war are children at play. Warriors without patience rush toward a purposely unnecessary death. Affirm, my warriorhood is defined in knowing righteous terms of war. Ashe. Affirm, my warriorhood is defined in knowing righteous terms of war. May 10th. Injustice doesn't have to occur to me personally, but I react personally and I'm compelled to do something about it. I repeat, injustice doesn't have to occur to me personally, but I react personally and I'm compelled to do something about it. Rose Sanders. Some things should never be forgotten, and those events which are important for our historical remembrance, which cannot be wholly experienced, must be clearly visualized. As in a spiritual experience, as in heartfelt reenacting in the ritual and way of our ancestors that makes us one with them. The Intoresi Otuke, the so-called middle passage, and the whole of the Ma'afa, our great destruction, must be deeply felt vicariously in order to understand its impact on us, here and now, and fully. To know that our ancestors suffered, all we have to do is think. Take a few quiet moments to use our common African sense and imagine. All we have to do is close our eyes, go back there and fetch those memories. Sankofa, go back and fetch it. All we have to do is imagine what it would feel like as a deeply spiritual being to be dehumanized through rape, beatings, starvation, physical and psychological torture, dehydration, sensory deprivation and cough lines are trails of blood and tears. In dungeons on filthy, suffocating death ships by brutal, vicious, sadistic, soulless aliens bent on world domination through violent oppression at any cost. All we have to do is imagine the unimaginable. All we have to do is imagine the unimaginable. Affirm, I honor my ancestors. Affirm, I honor my ancestors. Brothers and sisters, the Inya Sasim of daily revolutionary thought. Yeah. This Saturday, tomorrow is Saturday, and tomorrow is Abakasin Sum Sum. I'm excited about it. I haven't been in a while. Yeah. Let me see if I can find that. I'm looking for something. Yeah, I got it. You're going to hear a lot about Ibrahim Traoré. No doubt about it. The way he has carried himself, the way he speaks, his calmness, his confidence, his reassuredness. Coming on the scene, not boisterous, not flamboyant, not loud, but humble, understanding what's ahead of him and what he needs to do. Ibrahim Traoré is the best thing that has happened for African people. He is the model of African leadership. He is the person.
This call may be recorded or transcribed.
He is the person that we need to look up to and emulate and protect. I pray and hope that this is the time where we understand cadre of leadership as opposed to one charismatic leader. There is no doubt about it that we're looking at Ibrahim Traoré as that charismatic leader, a brother who is embraced by all of us. The April 30th demonstrations across the world show that, and even more so, the fact that he is, I don't know how many, well over 10 coups have been attempted on his life. And he has survived them all and will continue to do so, I hope. But you look at what he's up against. He's up against a military force in the world, a dictatorial force in the world. And they have all kinds of mechanisms. I remember all the attempts on Fidel Castro. I remember that one attempt with exploding cigars. You know, Fidel, you know, Cuban cigars is always real famous, and he smoked cigars. An exploding cigar. Didn't work. Because I believe that he's anointed by the spirit of our ancestors. He's anointed. And I'm hoping that there are many other leaders who are willing to join him in liberating Africa for African people. When I talk about what this program is about, independence, self-determination, liberation, and sovereignty, I'm hoping and praying that's what's going to happen on African soil. I'm hoping many of the leaders who have chosen Europeans still to protect them and allow them to extract mineral wealth from the continent will be over. If those leaders do not humble themselves and join. And join with all the others who are set to liberate Africa. Those leaders need to be ostracized, condemned. Because they definitely ain't doing nothing for the people. Because we're seeing what's happening in Burkina Faso, in Mali, in Niger. We're seeing what's happening with other countries coming into the fore with that. We're seeing what's happening. But there's a song. I'm sorry, family. There's a song by R. Kelly. Yes, R. Kelly. It's AI generated. It's in support of Ibrahim Traoré. It's sung by R. Kelly. So I want to play this.
This one is for the people, for the soldiers, the mothers, the land. I lift my voice to heaven high. Oh, oh, Lord, hear my cry. In the heart of Africa, I see a flame. A young man rise, they call his name. Ibrahim Traoré standing tall. For the love of his people, he risked it all. Bullets fly, but he don't fall. He walking through the fire, still answering the call. With faith in his chest and the word in his hand, he's fighting for peace in his motherland. So I get down on my knees, praying for unity. Let no evil take control. God, please protect his soul. God, protect Ibrahim Traoré. He's the voice of the people. Let him lead the way. Shield him from the storm, from the enemy's blow. God, protect my kingdom, my soul. Let the children laugh, let the rivers flow. Bless every village, every soul you know. From the north to the south, let your mercy grow. God, protect Ibrahim Traoré. Protect Burkina Faso. I see the pain, but I see the fight. A nation praying every single night. They cried too long, they bled too deep. Now it's time for justice, time to reap. Let no weapon formed against him stand. Put your angels round him, take his hand. He ain't perfect, Lord, but you see his heart. Give him strength to finish what he stopped. Oh, I get down on my knees, cover him with peace. Break every curse, heal every soul. God, please take control. God, protect my hero. He's the voice of the people. Let him lead the way. Shield him from the storm, from the enemy's blow. God, protect my king of our soul. Let the children laugh, let the rivers flow. Bless every village, every soul you know. From the north to the south, let your mercy grow. God, protect Ibrahim Traoré. Protect Burkina Faso. Oh, this is my prayer, this is my song. Protect the brave, make the weak strong. Forever reign over Burkina Faso. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Ashay. R. Kelly. Protect Burkina Faso. Protect Ibrahim Traoré. Somebody sent that through Pan-African Federalist Movement. And it's outstanding. I appreciate that so much. Yeah. Protect Burkina Faso. I really believe And I've said on this program, I've been doing this over 10 years. 2014, I started. And right before I moved here, I was doing it in Milwaukee. Then when I got here, I made some called back to Milwaukee, talked with my good sister, Queenie Fama, who's an ancestor now. And got on Blog Talk. Blog Talk Radio is no longer happening. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is. And I was on Blog Talk. And then my good brother, man, Brother Ralph, he still texts me and stuff on periodically. So I know he's out there listening. And I have much love and respect for Brother Ralph. Turn me on to Brother Elliot and Brother Richard and Time for an Awakening. And I joined the Time for an Awakening family. Brought a number of people with me at the time, but now I'm the only one left. You know, many, many years now. And as long as I can, you know, I'll be on this format and talking to you as long as I can. I'm saying that I always hoped that I would live to see Africa. And I'm going to use my good brother, Brother Irv. You know, Brother Irv said, no, Africa has risen. Not Africa's rising, it's risen. And I agree. I thought I would list. I wanted so badly to live, to see that, to see the fruition of that, the beginnings of that. You know, I don't need to see the end. I see the positive beginnings. And Ibrahim Traoré and all those who support him, all those who are willing to work with him, all those countries who are coming on board, who are sharing this vision of African unity, of one Africa, which is the Pan-African Federalist Movement. I know we got to feel good because this is what's happening. This is the model. I can't speak for Northern Africa, which is, you know, to use, no, I ain't gonna say it's fucked up. But because of Europe, because of Arab inclusion, it's, you know, and what they're doing, and like when they killed Muammar Gaddafi, they just wrecked Libya. And Libya once again became a place that would enslave Africans, that would neutered African men and to send them to Saudi Arabia. In this day and age, they would neuter African men. And so I'm looking at what is happening and that it will change. It will change that dynamic. Yes. So you'll be hearing that. You'll be hearing that R. Kelly piece. Because it's important that we protect Ibrahim Traoré. He's the spark. But if he doesn't, I believe it will continue. That's why if you listen to this program, I always talked about not necessarily a charismatic leader, but a charismatic program. So you've killed the leader, we're going to go to the next page. We're going to turn the next page, and we're going to keep going. Because it's not about a leader. It is about a program for liberation, self-determination, and sovereignty for African people. Pan-Africanism coming into fruition. Unity of Africa coming into fruition. That's what it's all about, family. My heart feels good. And this Sunday, of course, is a Mother's Day. But let me talk about Abakasim, because that's happening tomorrow. Abakasim, Sum Sum. In fact, I heard Mama Marimba on the radio, RFG, public radio station that promotes Africa concepts and so forth. So I saw Mama Marimba. Yep. Yep. Yeah. The African 22nd Annual Abaka Sim Sum Sum. African Spiritual Warfare. May 10th, tomorrow, May 10th, at Twin Ponds. Twin Ponds is owned by us. A family bought the land, and we're having Abaka Sim Sum Sum. It was there last year. I think it was there even the year before. At Twin Ponds, 3215 Bright Star Road. Douglasville, Georgia. 3215 Bright Star Road in Douglasville, Georgia. Tomorrow, starting at 12 noon, ending at 7 p.m. What a program. If anybody wants to get more information, you can call 470-5000-6596. 470-500-6596 or abakasim@yahoo.com. Abakasim Sum Sum. So I look forward to seeing Mama Marimba. Haven't seen her in a while. And for all the things that are happening with Abakasim, this is just great. It's fantastic. It is suggested that you wear something army fatigues or ceremonial white. I don't have army fatigues, but I got the white. Yeah. Yeah. Army fatigues or African ceremonial white. It's for Africans only. I love it. It's for Africans only. Yeah, you may have, you know, you may have your friends, but it ain't for them. And it's free. It's free. They collect a donation, and it's rightfully so. So arrive on time, be part of the, you know, the shout outs and all the other things that are going on. Shirts and dinners for purchase will be available. You always have a Abaka Sim Sum Sum t-shirt that you can purchase. And they always have dinner at the end of the ceremony that you can purchase. Because you're going to be there for quite a few hours. And all of the reenactments, you know, just beautiful. Spiritual. I love it. She has Thomas Sankara. Thomas Sankara, I know Thomas Sankara is smiling on Ibrahim Traore. I think too, now that we're making this known internationally, we're making a move to secure ourselves, to prepare ourselves to take over our land, our resources, our people. It's gone on long, far too long. The manipulation by Europeans, it had to end. It must end. It will end. It's ending. They want to fight us for it and kill us all, so be it. But I know we'll fight to the end. But that's just how evil Europeans are, family. That's how evil these son of a bitches are. And when you look at Europe, understand this. They are rich all the artwork, all the stuff that they have stolen, all the things that they have done, all those cities in Europe, because of Africa. Because of Africa. So, it's going to end. Thank God it's going to end, finally. Because of the courage of the Sahel, Ibrahim Traore in Burkina Faso, Niger, Mali, and many other countries coming on board. It's going to end. I can't wait to go to Bakassem tomorrow and hear what is going to be said. Going to be said and done. Yes. Love it. Love it. I'm going to play a Mother's Day song right now. That's what time it is. That's right. We got a Mother's Day tomorrow. Sunday. Little quick history. I know all you know about Mother's Day. I know y'all know about Mother's Day. Second Sunday in May. It's like the second Sunday in June is Father's Day. You know, but Mother's Day is much. I mean, if you would say what would be the importance, if you could rank it, Mother's Day would be top. Mother's Day would be top. Because mother is the foundation of the family. Mother is the first educator of children and stabilization of the family. Yes, the provider, the father. But he provides to make sure that the mother has what she needs. Mother's Day is an annual holiday celebrated in the United States, the second Sunday in May. And I believe that Mother's Day, because we use the world uses the the Gregorian calendar, and so on that calendar is all kinds of European holidays. Yeah, that's my brother. Ishaka Musa, Bereshango, European holidays. And so other countries in Africa, they do as well as other European holidays. Mother's Day recognizes mothers' motherhood and maternal bonds in general, as well as their positive contributions to the family and society. It was established by Anna Jarvis, the first Mother's Day celebration through a service of worship at St. Andrew's Methodist Church in Grafton, West Virginia, on May 10th, 1908. That's my baby. That's my woman. Your mother's womb is your first home. That's right, Ashe. Where you grow and you're given ancestral memory. And then you come out, and you don't remember none of that. But it's embedded in you. Mother. Mother's Day. Popular observances include holiday gift cards and gift giving, church going, often accompanied by distribution of carnations and family dinners. In the U.S., Mother's Day complements similar celebrations honoring family members such as Father's Day, sibling. I ain't heard no damn siblings day. I have Grandparents Day. Internationally, many Mother's Day celebrations have different origins and traditions. Some are influenced by this more recent American tradition. But international celebrations see Mother's Day. I'm not going to go through all of the tributes, but Anna Jarvis' mother died, and she wanted to honor her mother. Her mother was very special, and so she did what she did, and she became the woman that helped start it in Woodrow Wilson, I think in 1908. He's the one that established the... Yeah, he's the one I think established it, that it would be the second Monday, and issued a proclamation in 1914, Woodrow Wilson's Mother's Day Proclamation, May 9th, 1914. And so there, from that point, there will always be Mother's Day. Yeah. Mother's Day. We're going to play this particular song. We're going to play three songs today. This one is From Boys to Men. From Boys to Men. And then we're going to play I Always Love My Mama, The Intruders. Of course, it's one that we hear all the time. And that's since the early 70s, 73, I think it was. I Always Love My Mama. And then we'll end with Earth, Wind, and Fire, Mom, which is my favorite. Also very early, in the early 70s, off the Last Days in Time album of Earth, Wind, and Fire. So, a song from Mama. Boys to Men.
To my soul, never gonna go. Where did Noah find enough wood?
I apologize, family. I'm having some technical difficulties here, so I'm going to make some changes. So we can hear The Intruders, I Always Love My Mama, from 1973. And then after that, we'll hear Earth, Wind, and Fire from 1973, Mom. Thank you, family, for your patience.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Once again, brothers and sisters, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. Three songs that we play to honor moms, mama, mother. My dear, yeah. The first one was from 1997, Boys to Men. Song from Mama. And then the 1973 Intruders, I Always Love My Mama. She's my favorite girl. And then, of course, Earth, Wind, and Fire from the Last Days and Time album of 1972. I'm sorry, family. 1972, Last Days and Time, Mom. We're going to talk more about Mom, and of course, the phone lines will be open, and you can give us your African perspective on Mom, your mother. You know, I know you have some fond memories, especially if your mother has become an ancestor. But if she's here, if she's still with you, truly do honor her. But not just every second Monday, excuse me, every second Sunday of May. But honor your mother. Let her know that you love her and appreciate her. She helped you when you couldn't help yourself. And I know the cycle goes around, you know. Because I know I helped my mother, cleaned her up, and, you know, and I kept, and all I kept thinking was, she did this for me when I couldn't do it for myself. And now she's at a stage she can't do it for herself. And I will definitely do it because of what she gave me. I love my mother. I miss my mother. So, we're going to honor moms today. If you have something you want to say positively about Mom, give us a call at 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. Brother Irv, you there with me, man? Or is that just you and Brother Irv, are you there? Okay. When you're ready, you know what to do. That's for sure. You know what to do. And what's interesting, of course, the disingenuousness of this society. Europeans, Caucasians, Caucasoids, Urugu, they don't have an affection for women. Look at the history. They do not. They don't. I guess in their evolutionary development in a society that was dog-eat-dog and every man or entity, man, woman, or child, for themselves. So there was no affection. But in African society, that's one thing that never forget reading about it in studies. About the Greeks, they were perplexed about how we treated women and how much rights women had, because in European society, all the way up into the time with the formation of the Greek society, because understand something, they've always suppressed women, and even the Greeks, lovers of themselves. Did even allow women to look at the training for the gladiators and stuff like that. They were lovers of themselves. Alienated, turned the women off. Alienated them. The women went to the island of Lesbo. The women went to the island of Lesbo. Lesbians. Because the men, self-hating. Brother Irv, you there with me now, man?
Yes, sir. Baba Ushi, can you hear me?
I can hear you well.
Fantastic. How'd you like?
You're
kind of going in and out, Baba Ushi.
I'm going, I am?
Yeah. You can't hear it. I can hear it on my end. But I can hear you enough to hear what you're talking about. And you know I'm going to stick with you, brother, do big and thin.
I appreciate
that. We'll get through this, too, because... Yeah. The enemy, who is Urugu, is going to do everything that they can do to have this message not be heard. If you notice, when brothers are on the radio saying the N-word and calling it
oh, yeah. Bees, you can hear that clear.
That comes through loud and clear.
That comes through loud and clear.
Comes, yeah. through, comes through all four speakers. It comes in high fidelity stereo.
Yeah, surround sound.
Come on now. But when you trying to put a message out of sovereignty, of determination, of liberation, of revolution, then all of a sudden it gets staticky and you can't hear every other word and something's not right. And because Irugu doesn't want this message to get out, but the reality is they've already lost.
Oh yeah,
the race is over. What's happening now, Baba, is you're right. You're absolutely correct. What Caucasian men do hate women. Mm-hmm. What group of people would actually take time to study on how a man can have a baby? Who would take their time out of their life to study that? Yeah. That's the stupidest thing I've heard in my life.
Well,
what are you talking about?
Well, you know, I did a program, and I think I did one recently. I didn't do a program on it, but I made mention of it recently, the artificial womb. But I did a program on it way back, you know, in the beginnings. It might have even been at a time when I was on a Blog Talk Radio, artificial womb, because I know I had that information way back then, you know, and where artificial womb can be developed and then be attached to a man, and that fertilized egg can be instilled into that artificial womb and to be nourished not through the body fluids of a man, but independent of that. Yeah.
Baba Oshie.
Yeah.
Baba Oshie, excuse me for cutting there, but that is the most unnatural, demonic thing that I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
The universe tells you where you fit in. You don't have to get in where you fit in.
Yeah.
You only fit in a certain place. It's just like when you hug your wife or your girlfriend or your lady, you fit right in her arms. You fit right in between her legs. You fit right on her breast. You don't have breasts pushing against her breast. You know, the point I'm making is the Most High has created us for everything to work together. Mm-hmm. But when you have a demonic spirit in someone, they want to be more than just a person. They want to be God. They want to make the sun rise and make the moon come out and make it rain and make it. They can't because you're not God. I don't care how many dresses you wear, how much white smoke you put up in the air, how many Pope mobiles you ride around in. I don't care if you pray 13 times a day, you're still not God because God is in you.
Right.
See, so you don't, you're going to somebody's church and giving them some money. And you know, ask them, did God call you last night? Because, you know, God calls pastors. They don't call me. As the guy told me the other day, God told me to tell you. And I told him, give God my number. Because if Oshie can call me, I know God can, because Oshie ain't God. That's but my right. point is, the confusion in the religion that Irugu gave us has tended to be weaponized against us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's why when I got off the plane in Dakar, and I went to Senegal, and I looked in the church. I saw Jesus on the wall.
Yeah.
And nobody had a problem with that. I'm in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So white Jesus on the wall. And so those missionaries did work. And in generations and generations is how it's been indoctrinated into our people. But Baba Oshie, we are waking up. As a matter of fact, we have awakened already.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing in Africa the maneuvering, the posturing, the kicking out of the African, the kicking out of the African. The American bases have to go. If I don't have a base in your country, why do you have a military base in my country? Mm-hmm. Who are you protecting? You're protecting your ability to steal. You know what you're protecting.
Mm-hmm.
You're protecting the resources that you getting out of here on this railroad to this port so you can get it over here to make these cell phones, because you know the children have to work in the mines. And Obama knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Obama knew that when he was president.
Yeah.
He wasn't stupid, but he acted as if he didn't even see it because he was told not to see it.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing that's going on now.
Yeah.
So Baba Oshie, we you're absolutely right in the fact that white men hate women. They never needed them for anything other than to be a bedwench and to have their children. If they didn't have a boy, then they got upset and they wanted you to mimic their behavior. That's the part that we have to understand, Baba Oshie. We do not have to mimic Caucasians. What they do is they're going down a road of destruction. They're destroying themselves. And we, like the boy told me, he said, when Trump gets in, man, get some popcorn, bro, and watch these white folks turn on each other. And you're watching them turn on each other. They have black people calling it themselves N-words and calling their women the B-word. Mm-hmm. Now you can sit here and watch, and you can see where you got it from. You got it from these white people.
Right.
They're eating their young right now. They're taking the cancer medicine from their children. They're taking the supplement money that you get for Section 8 from the poor white folks in the Appalachian Mountains in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
That's who you're taking it from. You think you're taking it from the black people. Let's be perfectly clear. My mother can make a dollar out of 15 cents. You know what I mean? She can make a pot of food last all week.
Mm-hmm.
So don't tell me about a hard time. You ain't seen hard times. It's been hard times ever since the American athlete was taken off that ship. Off that boat and brought to those plantations with picking cotton and also breeding people. That's the part they don't want to tell you about, the part where they breeded people like animals.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So now, Baba Oshie, we are in a good place right now.
Yes,
God has shined,
yes,
shined that heavenly light on us, and we are still breathing.
Did you listen to the R. Kelly song I played?
I couldn't, Baba Oshie, it was going in and out. That's
it?
What I was saying.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you did something with the intruders.
Yeah.
I could barely hear that. But
okay.
Then I couldn't hear the other one.
You know, right.
God said, you still listen to R. Kelly? I said, you still listen to the Star Spangled Banner, don't you? So I'm going to listen to R. Kelly. You get the next wave song.
Well, let me tell you what. I'm going to do this for you. Let's hope that this works. I'm going to do
this
for
Baba.
You because I know you're going to want to hear this. I want to hear it again myself. I'm going to let you know how important it is that we recognize how much love that Ibrahim Traoré is getting from the world community. That R. Kelly, who just got out of jail, if you don't know, I saw that last week. And he just
R. Kelly's out?
Yeah, I believe that he is. I thought that I saw him getting out, unless that was something.
Thank God.
AI.
Give that brother some help.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Give that brother some help.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you know, they got another one taking his place because they're taking him down. They just said something about Byron Scott.
Yeah.
Pokey Robinson.
Yeah.
We can keep going.
We can keep going, these cats. And let's be real, that's the thing. And I'd say to myself, I've never done that. I never came on and tried to do something to a woman against her will, against her advice.
No.
I've never done that. I respect women.
Never.
You know? And I know Smokey's situation is that he had these probably Latino housekeepers. You know?
Right.
He had these Latino,
right.
young Latino housekeepers.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did.
And somebody
he,
got in there
yeah.
and told him how to make a few dollars.
Yeah.
And there you go. Yeah, and he
you
was
know,
doing wrong.
He was
but
wrong.
But somebody told him how to make a few dollars.
Yeah. He was wrong, and even his wife.
But he's 80. Ain't
yeah.
he 80 now?
He's 80.
Is this like a Bill Cosby
like
situation?
Man. Yeah. He's older than that. Yeah. It's crazy, man. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
So you're going to play that again?
I'm going to play that right now, man.
Okay, let me hear that, brother. I'm going to try to listen.
Yeah, I'm going to play that right now. This is... This is coming from the Pan-African Federalist Movement. Our good brother's there.
Mm-hmm.
And, this is, but it's, they say it's AI generated supporting. So, I still love it. So whoever, how it's done, whoever did it, thank you. It needs to be done. We need to give the praise. Here we go.
Okay.
One is for the people, for the soldiers, the mothers, the land. I lift my voice to heaven high. Oh, oh, Lord, hear my cry. In the heart of Africa, I see a flame. A young man rise, they call his name. Ibrahim Traoré standing tall. For the love of his people, he risked it all. Bullets fly, but he don't fall. He walking through the fire, still answering the call. The faith in his chest and the word in his hand. He's fighting for peace in his motherland. So I get down on my knees, praying for unity. Let no evil take control. God, please protect his soul. God, protect Ibrahim Traoré. He's the
bless other people, let him lead the way. Shield him from the storm, from the enemy's blow. God protect my kingdom, my soul. Let the children laugh, let the rivers flow. Bless every village, every soul, you know, from the north to the south. Let your mercy grow. God protect Ibrahim Traore. Protect Burkina Faso. I see the pain, but I see the fight. A nation praying every single night. They've cried too long, they bled too deep. Now it's time for justice, time to reap. Let no weapon form against him stand. Put your angels round him, take his hand. He ain't perfect, Lord, but you see his heart. Give him strength to finish what he started. Oh, I get down on my knees. Cover him with peace. Break every curse, heal every soul. God, please take control. God, protect my hero. He's the voice of the people. Let him lead the way. Shield him from the storm, from the enemy's blow. God, protect my king of our soul. Let the children laugh, let the rivers flow. Bless every village, every soul, you know, from the north to the south. Let your mercy grow. God, protect Ibrahim Traore. Protect Burkina Faso. Oh, this is my prayer, this is my song. Protect the brave, make the weak strong. Forever reign over Burkina Faso. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Say, what'd you think of that, Brother Irv? Brother Irv, are you with me?
Say, my brother.
So what'd you think of that?
Huh? I say.
Yeah.
Brother Oshie, I wasn't ready for that. I thought you were playing some, I didn't know what you were playing. That was amazing, Baba.
That's the AI technology, because I don't think R. Kelly is out of prison.
Yeah.
And I don't think he really, but you could, that's the kind of things that you can do. That's the tricknology of the technology. But
right.
In that case, somebody did something good.
Oh, that was amazing.
It is great. It's a great visual, man.
Man, that mm-hmm. is amazing. This brother Ibrahim, from what I understand, is in Russia right now.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Celebrating their World War II. Mm-hmm. Triumph or whatever that Russia did, mm-hmm. but what he's doing just by doing that, Baba Oshie, is huge. I've never seen another African leader
mm-hmm.
be so pronounced and not ask for permission. You know, not ask to go, not say, can we please have? Mm-hmm. We need more aid, and please don't stop giving us food. He said, we grow our own food.
That's right.
We got our own munitions. And he's changing the mindset of the young people. They're mm-hmm. saying, hell, we can do this ourselves. And this is the same mindset that has to be had here in the United States with these Africans ones that don't want to integrate. Mm-hmm. So let's be clear. There's some American Africans here that are going to integrate, Baba Oshie, and you can't stop them.
There's no doubt. They have been bombarded 24/7, 365, with images and notions of their inferiority and the superiority of Caucasians. You're made to look at the Caucasian woman out of desire. You're made to look at Caucasians and idolize them or want to be like them. And so there are so many of our people who are trapped in that sense, whose mind. I read that today on the Inyasha seminar. Sometimes y'all cast them begin the program with the information right off the jump. But I, in fact, because it's you, I'll read it again. So these brothers and sisters know, That's what time it is.
Yes.
That's what time it is. May 8th.
Yeah.
And like I said, this is a quote from the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. And so I'll read the quote as it is, because, you know, I don't use the word race. There's no such thing as race. I use culture. I don't use no word such as slave, because we were not slaves. You know, a slave is somebody or something that submits its will to a master. We never submitted. We always fought. But I'm going to use the quote that Marcus Garvey gave May 8th. Any race that accepts the thoughts of another race automatically becomes the slave race of that other race. Dr. Bobby Eugene Wright, Dr. Bobby Wright defined menticide. Menticide as a form of insanity that leaves many of us thinking out of the mind of the European as if it's our own. It is the state of being psychologically brain dead and having one's thoughts replaced with alien ones. Menticide means to kill the mental process, to kill one's normal thought process, essentially to kill one's own mind. In that there is still a thought process at work, menticide also means that an artificial alien collection of thoughts and ways of thinking have replaced what had been altogether suppressed or removed. Dr. Wright, of course, was specifically referring to Africans under the domination of global white supremacy. This is my quote on that. It's European, Caucasian, extremism, racism, and privilege. Yeah, I like that quote better, because they ain't white. White supreme, they ain't white. We ain't black. That was coming from Brother Paul. Yeah.
You're absolutely correct, yep. Baba Oshi. Extremism. I love that term.
Yep.
As opposed to any other term that you could have used, because that's exactly what this is.
Yep.
It's extremism. Because the white people, in their racist mindset, in their imperialistic mindset, they have no balance.
No.
There is no right and left. There's only
their way.
And you get with it or you get gone.
Yep.
You know, or we banish you, or you don't count. Mm-hmm. You don't exist, because there is no compromise in Caucasians. Yeah. If you can look how they treat their women.
No,
they treated their women.
That's
like
why
that
it's fruitless. That's
it
why
it doesn't work.
That it doesn't waste,
you know,
a big waste of time.
Compromise in these crackers.
Mm-hmm.
No, Baba Oshi. Yep. That song was
awesome.
I had to go back to that.
Yep.
But what you just read.
Well, I'm not done. Let me finish this piece here. He further, Dr. Bobby Wright further explained that menticide is a genocidal strategy which turns a people against themselves in service of those who are working to destroy them, because they have been thoroughly convinced that they're destroyers. Listen to this, because we have been thoroughly convinced that the destroyers, the European, the Caucasian, Urugu, love and appreciation is critical to their humanity in this reality, as well as their salvation in the next. They seek to make alliances with their destroyers in order to be close enough to provide themselves with worthy of their exclusive love, and therefore release from the pain that the Caucasian has given us. They come to see their enemy as having the preeminence of power and having been anointed with the God-given superiority. These vanquished individuals see each other as enemies, while their true enemy is looked upon as their ultimate friend. Affirm, only I rule my mind. Only I rule the mind. That's like what we talked about the other day. You know, it's crazy. Yeah.
Baba Oshi, you said they see. We see each other enemies,
mm-hmm.
and that has been played on American Africans since I've been on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the thing is, this is the part that white folks don't understand when you're talking about a person who has an African perspective. Yeah, I'm upset with Roland Martin. Yeah, I'm not really in love with Cornel West and Travis Smiley,
mm-hmm.
but they're still my brother.
Yes.
See, and that's what white folks don't want to hear. Wait a minute, you're supposed to hate him. No, I hate you. Mm-hmm. Because you are the puppet master.
Right.
You're the one behind the rap. So I don't hate the guys that make these little N-word songs, because the guy behind them is the one that's moving the buttons and pulling the strings. The Jew who owns the company, who pays them to make this foolishness. Mm-hmm. You don't pay them to make Public Enemy records talking about fight the power. You pay them to make everybody gets drunk on gin and juice. You know what I'm saying? So the point I'm making is they have us hating each other when we're not the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy is Irugu. And as soon as we say that, then all the things stop coming, all the little money and the big house and the car.
Right.
All that stop coming as soon as you start saying what the truth is. But as long as you're trying to integrate, putting on your fake hair and wearing your makeup, and the brothers putting on their Dapper Dan suit and thinking they look good. I saw this the other day at the Met Gala. They had these European clothes on, and you couldn't tell these homosexual black men that they did not look good. You couldn't tell them. I mean, they were switching around like women in these suits. And I said, wait a minute. This is a European culture that you're celebrating, and you can't see that. Oh, we look good, and I said, man, you people you're still my brother, but you're lost. You're lost in that materialism and that individualism that you live, because you ain't saying nothing about a we. It's all about a me. It's all about a I. Mm-hmm. It's never about a we. It's never about my people. It's never about the children who have to understand that we're in a fight, and we are in a fight for our survival. This ain't for money. This ain't for praise. This is for survival, because they're, like you say, Bob, and I'm going to stop on this, these crackers are always trying to think of a new way to kill your black ass.
That's right.
Thank you for letting me talk.
Oh, no, thank you, Brother Irv. Appreciate you, man. Just hold
on. You know
on.
I'm listening. Let somebody else.
All right. Good afternoon, my dear brother. How you doing, Brother Lusk?
Good afternoon, Bubba Oshie. Good afternoon to the listening audience. As always, I'm jumping on late. Don't really mean to jump on late.
I know, brother. Believe me. Let me just say this to you. Let me just say this to you, brother. Anytime that you can come on it, whatever time it is, and give, you know, your ear, or more importantly, sometimes your voice. I'm so appreciative. I really am very appreciative. And so, Brother Lusk, you know, appreciate you, man. That's all I can say. Go ahead.
Well, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. And what Irv was saying, I have a question with regards to, at what point do we draw the line? All right? I know that they are of those folks who we don't quite agree with, are still our brothers and our sisters, but where is the line drawn? Okay, and for example, we had a small little discussion amongst my little colleagues here, and the Shannon Sharpe issue came up, right? And so I just took the position, look, I'm staying on this side of the line, period. And so I just don't understand why people who have had tons of examples go before them continue to do it anyway, all right? And so somewhere there's a line that has to be drawn. Yes, they are our brothers. Yes, they are our sisters. But, you know, to tell you the truth, I just have to draw that line in the sand and hold my position.
Yes,
And I wonder what Brother Irv would say in response to that, because this is the kind of type of thing that continues to fragment us.
Yes.
And we know it. We know it. We know it. We know it. But yet we just fall into it like,
well, see,
that's how it happens.
So, well, see, that's the thing, because we're in the midst of it, and we've been in the midst of it. That's why there's all these conflicting things that come at us in this situation, you know. But I agree with you. I'm drawing a line in the sand. I'm on this side. I have the ability to include and exclude, and I'm excluding all of that bush, all of that snow bunnyism, all of that ignorance, all of that stuff that, you know, that from a cultural standpoint that y'all don't agree with, then fine. But I'm standing on this side of that line. I'm standing on this, and I'm standing proud on it.
Very good. Very good. And that's why I think that readings that you just read from Dr. Bobby Wright, from Naeem Akbar, from Francis Crest Walsing, from all of the ancestors, Neely Fuller Jr., the list goes on and on and on. We need to be able to educate ourselves about those individuals, yes, who have brought forth the kind and type of language, the kind and type of knowledge that we should accordingly adapt ourselves to.
I agree.
Thank you again for taking my call.
No, thank you, Brother Lutz. You always bring something, man. You really do, man.
Yes, sir.
You're blessed.
Always listening and always learning.
Right, Ashe. Have a good weekend, my brother. Have a good Mother's Day weekend.
You too.
Peace. All right. Is this Brother Paul?
I think so, Bubba Ochi.
All right.
I think so.
How you been, man?
Well, Bubba Ochi, I'm alive and I'm kicking.
Kick ass,
thanks
then.
Thanks for life.
Yes,
and
sir.
And all better to hear this wonderful rendition, this wonderful platform. Thank you to Brother Herb. Thank you to Brother Ted. And thanks to all the listening and the contributors and all those who give this wonderful injection, my brother.
I appreciate that, sir. I appreciate it. Yeah, I was honoring mothers. Mother's Day is Sunday. Do they celebrate Mother's Day in the UK?
They certainly do, Baba Ochi. They certainly do. Yeah. But, wow. You know, Baba Ochi, I can't keep up with time. I'm wondering if there's something absolutely wrong with me, man. It seems like they've speeded up time. Yeah. Because,
but I mentioned, Brother Paul, that the other day that really, you know, time is what it is. It's ongoing. Mm-hmm. You may think that it's going real slow because you're anticipating something or wanting something to happen. But ultimately, that time, it will be there. It's going to happen. You know, on the day that you said it's going to happen and at the time that you said it's going to happen, because it moves constantly, constantly, seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years, decades, time. It happens. You know, now some argue but it is, because look at time. Look what time does. Time ages things. Sometimes time makes things better, like a good bottle of wine, I guess one might say, you know. But look what it does to animals. Look what it does to humans, you know. Each day, I mean, shit, I'm 73 years old. It just seems like yesterday I was looking at a picture of myself with my baby, my youngest daughter, you know, the full head of hair, the, you know, all of that. But hey, you know, I'm glad to have been here.
You know, that's an interesting concept, because you're right, Baba Ochi, but at the same time, some would say that time is an illusion. I think you pointed that out. And the other say, I don't want to go into it because you're talking about Mother's Day, but I'm going to try and connect it. But, you know, the other day I checked something. I got a digital clock, yeah?
Uh-huh.
It's powered by the mains, not by a battery. And I say that for a reason, because if it was powered by a battery, when the battery fades, one could suggest that if it's a digital clock, it might read the inaccurate time, it might slow down.
Right.
I think if it's a digital clock, if my memory serves me right, I think it would just malfunction of some sort. Maybe not give the accurate time.
Exactly, until you can change the batteries. You know, usually that little round battery.
This is plugged into the main, so that argument's out the window. This is a little scientific experiment. Because I'm saying to myself, something's not right here. So I set the digital clock 2 minutes before the computer clock, right? I said it about a month ago. Do you know that the computer clock has surpassed the digital clock?
Yes.
How can that be possible?
Yes, it is.
How can it be possible, though, Baba?
I think there's a malfunction. Baba, I think there's something slightly malfunction.
Well, you can suggest that that's a possibility, because to do this scientific experiment and to get a better result, I need to get more digital clocks. Okay, I've only got one at the moment.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to explain to you is this, yeah? Most people get their time from the computer or their phone. Am I lying?
That's true. That's true.
Right. Now, who's controlling this? Who's controlling it? You don't know.
I don't know.
You see, this is what I'm saying. They can speed up this time, because right now, this time is all around the world, because everybody's getting their time from the phone or the computer or some digital process, yeah? But no one asks who's controlling this. And I'm sure that I can't see how the computer clock within a month can go 2 minutes, not 30 seconds, 2 minutes ahead. Right now, I've still got them set, and one is reading 2 minutes ahead. And that's the computer on the thing. Anyway, that's another story. Well,
listen to this, though, Paul. Listen to this. Because the time is not right where you have to include leap year. Because without leap year, right now, this would be October. I mean, this would be August. At this very moment, this would be August. You know? But from a temperature standpoint, from a seasonal standpoint, this is spring. This is not summer.
Baba Ochi.
Yeah.
Baba Ochi, it's so brilliant talking to you, you know. Your intelligence, man, is just so attractive. It's so beautiful.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I'm just a brother that loves us and loves reading and loves making sure that when I'm on this microphone, I tell the truth.
No, Baba Ochi, man. Seriously, man. You see, Baba Ochi, we need this. Some of us need this stimulation, because if you are putting these things to people and they ain't got no answer for you, you just stay in the dum-dum zone, brother. We've got to this is how we uplift each other.
Yes.
No, I'm telling you, we need to nurture and uplift each other, not drag each other down and stay in this dope for hopes kind of situation or high as a kayak situation and just stay the same. We need to lift up. We're very, very highly intelligent people, you know. Mm-hmm. We've just been dumbed down, a lot of us.
Yeah.
Totally dumbed down. So when someone puts something like that to you, you just flip out and you just change the subject because you've had no thought process or no thinking that, you know what I mean? And this thing is affecting us. They are controlling time. I mean, that affect, like you say, right? The thing is, Baba Ochi, we used to overstand these things. You talk about the pyramids. The pyramids match star systems. It's to do with time.
Right.
You know,
not
artificial time created by Romans.
Right. Right.
Real time, because the flooding of the Nile
was important. Was vitally important. Yes, that was
right. This is what I'm saying to you. But we are so complacent, so distracted that we're not even watching what they're doing. We're not even watching these things. The body has a natural clock, and it's in time with the Earth. It's in time with the universe. Mm-hmm. They've changed that, and they change it for control purposes. Mm-hmm. To control, to knock you out of your frequency, to keep you confused. But we're not even paying attention to that, Baba Ochi. And this is what I'm saying. This is why I say the answer you just gave there was absolutely perfect. Brilliant. Because it just made me think, now I have to go away and look into that and try to understand what's really going on here.
Yeah.
Yeah? Because they're doing this deliberately. They keep us distracted.
Yeah.
So we don't know. Move us from nature. Move us from... And we understood these things. That's why we were able to do so much genius stuff before. Now we have to rely on them. Go to college. Go to this and go to that. We didn't need to go to college. We knew we were part of this thing. We understood. But we're not there today.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway... Mm-hmm. You talk about mums, Baba Ochi. It made me think about my own mum.
Yes.
You know, my mum has never, you know, three boys. My mum never smacked us in terms of discipline. Never.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bit strange because I, you know, talking to other friends how their mum would discipline them and whatever. Yeah. But she would always make my dad do it.
Okay.
But one of our tactics, you know, one of her tactics she will use is like when we were up there, playing up, she sent us to bed. We're up there talking. And what she'd do, she'd put on a face mask. You know these face masks, white face mask. You're laughing already. So we'd be talking, and in the dark, you look up, and you see this figure in the corner.
I'll
be honest with you. I'm telling you, man, that used to frighten the
scare
hell
that
out
shit
of me.
Hey.
So I start calling for my mum. I say, "Mum, we got a ghost in here, yeah?"
Yeah.
And she will go back downstairs and shout, "Go to bed." And so, I mean, it was dangerous, to be honest with you, because we used to pull the covers up, right, and sleep under the covers, you know?
Yeah.
It's so fun. And then next morning, we'd be telling we saw a ghost, and my mum be like, "Stop making it up." And
that's right.
Like, no, we saw ghosts in the corner. You know what I mean? But look. You know, I was thinking when you were saying that, Baba Ochi, you know, today you do. I loved everything you said. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, we shouldn't have, I think it's a bit of Eurocentric ideology where we have one day to celebrate our mothers, like we have one day. I mean, these are Eurocentric ideas.
Exactly,
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
I mean, look, you know, in our own frame of mind, I'm just assuming, this is just my own opinion. In our own frame of mind, we don't really need to celebrate like that. We just need to be a part of it. And what I'm trying to say, the celebration we have is the respect. Mm-hmm. I think we need to reevaluate what respect means. Okay, mm-hmm. I often hear about love this or hate this, but I'm saying, well, to me personally, respect is a bigger value. Because if once you respect yourself, you respect your mother and father, there's lots of things you ain't going to do.
That's right.
There's not.
You're not going to do them because you don't want to betray the trust that they have in you and the things that they instilled in you.
Even, right. You don't want to disrespect them. You know how many wars or madness start over disrespect, the person feeling disrespected. They have an agreement. One person feels disrespected. People end up dead because of that. He disrespected. How many times, even from the street, you hear, he disrespected me.
Yeah.
What did he do? He disrespected me. People end up dead over that. That's how important respect is.
Okay? Yes, you're right.
And I think in our community, we've lost a lot of respect for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we've lost a lot of respect for others. And, you know, that's a problem.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we need to build back that respect.
No doubt.
You know, give each
no
other
doubt.
That respect. I think mm-hmm. that would go a long way in solving many of the issues we have among us.
I agree. I see right on, Brother Paul.
You know, thank you for doing the work you do. And, you know, everybody keep up the good work.
Right on.
Brother Ted, you know, he always comes with some really deep questions that make you think. And I think you should write a book.
I know Brother Butch really is online. He's always telling us to write a book. You know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about us writing a book about African Perspectives Program, and each of us, like you.
Let's get it done.
Yes,
let's
you
get
would
it
get,
done,
you'll
Bob
be a
Archie.
Contributor. You know, Brother Ted Luss will be a contributor.
I'm up for it.
You're for it? Okay. Well, you know what, my lady?
I'm
she's
up
been,
for it 1 million
she's,
percent.
She's been telling me about writing a book, so I'm going to pitch it by her. She listens to the program and see if that happens.
Bob
see if we can make that happen.
Bob Archie.
Yes.
Bob Archie. You see, what you've just suggested there, that is what unity is. Unity is not a soundbite where everybody says, oh, unify. That's not what unity is. Unity is setting an objective and meeting that objective. And on the way, you're going to have some ups, you're going to have some downs, and that's how unity is formed. It's meeting objectives. Not just saying, oh, we're not unified or this is unified. You have to have an objective.
Yeah.
It has to be an objective. Right. And it has to be a proactive objective.
Exactly.
Thank you for giving me the time.
Thank you, dear brother. Appreciate you, Brother Paul. Good afternoon. Susan Haibia, how are you?
Hey, I'm blessed. How are you doing?
Happy Mother's Day. Are you a mother?
Of course. I got two beautiful children, seven beautiful grandchildren.
Seven beautiful. Oh, girl. Girl.
Yeah, so I'm blessed.
You are blessed. You are.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day.
I appreciate Mother's Day. I'm sending special prayers and love to my mother, and I appreciate all the dialogue with earlier, y'all was giving such praise to your mother. That's awesome. And I wanted to say it was so beautiful and so awesome, that song you played about
Ibrahim Traoré.
Ibrahim.
Yeah, isn't it?
Ibrahim Traoré.
Yes.
And I was trying to find out where
you
can we get that or how?
I'm going to tell you. I got it off of the Pan-African Federalist Movement. So, you know, talked with Mama Nabantu. And happy Mother's Day to Mama Nabantu. But I'm going to be playing it on my program. And so continuously, it is AI, artificially intelligence generated piece. But I don't give a damn. I love it.
I mean, that's been so positive. And that's saying that R. Kelly did say something that positive. That sounds
Yeah, if he did, if he didn't, so what?
I'm just saying,
That
was really beautiful.
Yep.
So, Okay, all right. So I'll check with them, and that would be something awesome.
Yep.
And so appreciated that. I'm just saying, Ashe to Ephraim Toure. He is so powerful.
Yes, we love him.
And so we want to send we want him protected.
Yes.
We want to send our prayers. And also, I was just wanted to talk about how they need money too. And Barbara Wakessa with the IE Institute, they have some sources where we can make sure the money is going to the people, because we have our people, our brothers and sisters and our family that are in Tanzania, and then they know how to get the money appropriately to Ephraim Toure. So that would be at Wakessa at gmail.com. So prayers, money. Okay. Yeah. But people are going out there, getting on the front line, so we really support them.
Yeah.
And giving honor. So I just love that brother. He's so revolutionary. The song said it all. Mm-hmm. And he stands on the shoulders of Thomas Sankore.
That's right. Are you going to be at Bakasim tomorrow?
Of course, yes.
Yes, I'm going to be there finally. I haven't missed it the last few years. I am looking so forward to it.
You wasn't there last year.
No, I wasn't. No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm glad you're going to be here this year.
Yeah, I am. I'm looking so forward to it. So I'll see you tomorrow at Bakasim. Yep.
Yeah, so I wanted to say, just long live and honor and praise to Thomas Sankore.
Yeah. Well, what I was saying
he stands on the shoulders. Ephraim Toure stands on his shoulders. And I was tying that into one of the brothers that called in early, and I'm agreeing with him. He said, you know, because agree with Herb that we got to love our sisters and brothers and accept them. And but they do have to draw a line. You know, they got to be, oftentimes there has to be some accountability, some reciprocity. And I'm saying that in reference to, you heard of Kapari, this person, Kapari, that was Thomas Sankore's best friend and turned against him led a coup that murdered
Thomas Sankore. Yeah. That almost happened. That almost happened to Ephraim Toure in his, because there was a man who was in high rank and supposed to be very close to him, and then he got exposed. So But listen, I got another column I want to get, and I'm gonna see you tomorrow at Bakasim, and appreciate you so much. Really do. I can't wait to give you a hug, my sister. It's been a while since
I appreciate you all, too.
All right.
BB for Hodier.
Ashe. Brother Jay, what's up, man?
Hey, what's happening, Odios?
Everything
is all right.
Good.
Hey, listen, I wanted to ask you, man. You know you need to get your brother back on Peter Brown.
Oh, man, I lost contact with Peter Brown, man. You know,
oh man, you know what I'm gonna do?
The Ledge Group, Land for the Environmental Development for Group Economics.
I'm gonna probably rap with him a little later.
Oh, you are? Good.
I'll give him your number. Or what you can do is you can just go on Facebook and communicate with him, because he's pretty good. And replying online.
Give him my information, and what is he on Facebook, under the Ledge Group, or how? Just Peter Brown, how?
Nah, Peter Brown.
Okay. I will do that, because I'd love to have him on.
I was just observing, the shenanigans of what's going on, man. And, I think white people are exposing themselves for being more stupid than stupid, because the way this con man is doing them,
this is crazy.
It's amazing.
It is.
Because the more he plays this tariff game, which he's losing terribly, and then the real culprit of why we are in the condition that we are in, the media tries to trip them and all of these things, they just don't put forward the right narrative to say that the man is a habitual liar.
Yeah.
He's a con man.
Yeah.
He's robbing the American people blind in the most blatant manner, because the Congress won't stand up to him. I mean, the money that he's making off of this illegal Bitcoin situation is mind-boggling.
True conflict of interest, man. It's terrible.
They let this man get away with everything.
It's crazy. You know?
The thing that pisses me off the most is for all these years, they went after Hunter Biden. And here it is, the sugar honey iced tea that they're saying Biden's son was doing. They're blatantly doing it out in the open, and the media is not saying nothing about it. It's just mind-boggling that they're able to get away with this. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how you go after Hunter Biden and Biden's brother to the point he had to give them a pardon for crimes, whatever, dated back to January 19th, 2025. Unbelievable. Yeah. And here it is, their kids are blatantly out in the open selling the presidency everything else for billions of dollars. And the media is like, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, it's mind-boggling, man. It's mind-boggling how we have allowed ourselves to take away from everyday people, poor people, white and black. That's what kills me, because this white trash is about to go through things they would not imagine. Also, he could get money he'll never be able to spend a day in his life.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, you know,
will never be able to
Jay,
spend a day in the life, and we go along with it.
You know, I'm up against that time, but I just want to make
another. All right, my brother.
No, Jay, just hold on. Monday, my guest will be Tejumala Oluboni, Brother Teju. Brother Teju is a multi-genius. I just can't speak enough about this man. He'll be my guest this Monday. We're going to talk about linguistics, talk about words that we hear and how these people, like when, you know, they've been promoting El Cabalon as the name of the continent. Well, you can't do that because, number one, El Cabalon is Arab. But I'm saying,
well, you know, the Arabs run shit anyway in the world, it seems.
Oh, well, yeah, because the amount of petrol dollar that they have and influence they have. Because look at all the countries.
Yeah.
You know, Saudi Arabia, and look what's in Saudi Arabia. You know, Abu Dhabi, Dubai. Look at Oman. Look at Qatar and all of that shit. But anyway, I want to throw that out there, Brother Jay, but also to wish everybody a great weekend. I know.
And a happy Mother's Day to all of the mummies.
All of them. Yes.
Awesome. I hope they have a good day. I'm just hoping, man, that my queen makes it to Mother's Day, so we could celebrate her.
Oh man, I pray
but
so
listen,
too.
Go ahead and close on out.
All right, my brother. Thank you, Jay. Peace. Brothers and sisters, we end this program like we end all of our programs with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind, but not just the MIND, but the MINE, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do without, and they sure in the hell don't want to pay for. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful day. Great Mother's Day this weekend. Shem Hotep, go in peace. Isante Sana, thank you. Bibi Fahadie. Bibi Fahadie means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. Hope to see you on Monday. Have a safe weekend.